Morning, everybody. How are we doing? Good. Today, what we're going to do is we'll go back and review some of the things that we did on Monday. That was pretty much core versus core. And then we're getting into the game plan specific things on Minnesota, having a little bit extra time this morning to work on that and get a little bit ahead on some of the situational things that typically you start on a Thursday, be able to at least introduce that today and expose the guys to that. In terms of the Vikings, you know, I've known Brad, got to know him better when we both became head coaches, and I really respect how smart he is, the things that he's done in Minnesota and the team that he's built. He's always been very creative offensively, playing against them when he was a coordinator, and he creates those same challenges there with the Vikings. Defensively, I think this is an impressive group, stout against the run 3 years in a row where they led the NFL in rush defense, and they've been able to complement that by producing a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And I think it was 45 sacks last season, guys like Jared Allen, Pat Williams, Kevin Williams. I mean, they can create some problems, and they're complemented by a lot of other good players, and not just the guys that are in when the starters are in, but also the subs that are able to rotate through. I've known Antoine Winfield for a long time, and he's an impressive guy. Dealt with him in Buffalo, and I was what some people would consider to be an undersized corner, but he plays big, he plays aggressive, he's tough in the passing game, he's tough in the running game, and really a good example of how guys of all different sizes can be extremely effective over the years. In terms of their offense, you look at their running game, and with Adrian Peterson, he's impressive. He's impressive, the things that he can do. And anytime you can get 296 yards rushing in one NFL game, that's hard to do. And carried the ball 363 times for a 4.8 yard average. Usually the numbers will bring an average down. Seems like the numbers bring his average up. Then you give him the ball in space, whether it's on a screen or a check down, can make people miss. If there's a small crack, he can hit it. And it's also a testament to their O-line and their receivers. I think they do a nice job opening those holes up for him, the tight ends. It's a good complementary system from that respect. With the passing game, you know, knowing Brett and really enjoyed coaching him, and that was a lot of fun in terms of that experience. It's not as much fun getting ready for him. He's a guy that can hurt you in any part of the field. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily the traditional reads that you have to cover on any given play. He can make something happen where he buys some time and gets it back across the field. He's got great arm strength. He's got really excellent awareness of what you're doing defensively, and maybe a running play, and he throws it out there, which gives the receiver a little signal and picks up 10 to 15 yards on a slant, even though everybody else on the offense thinks it's a running play. And makes it tough. And you add in the things that he's able to do from a cadence perspective, from you know, an operation perspective, it's challenging. And they've got some big play guys. Look at Barron and averaging over 20 yards a catch, plus, I mean, right on down the line. So it's a lot of work to do in those two phases. I think on special teams, they've changed quite a bit since last year. I think they have a really good group of core cover guys, as well as the ability to hurt you in the return game. You know, Percy Harvin being added this offseason, you know, he can hurt you as a returner, and they mix him in on offense as well, and he's a guy that anytime he touches the ball, he can make a lot of people miss and go a long way. So we have our work cut out for us. We're going to build on what we did on Monday, and I think everybody's excited to get back into that process here today. So with that, open up to questions.
Thank you. Eric, when did you inform your quarterbacks on the decision on the starter?
I talked to him last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Did one of them take it harder than the other?
They both took it exactly the way that I'd expect them to take it, as pros, as good teammates, and based on the way that they've competed and handled this whole situation, it's really not surprising.
Can you tell the rest of the team or no?
I think they'll be able to figure it out.
It wasn't one announcement.
No.
You like to put your quarterbacks in an awkward spot of trying to keep this a secret for the rest of the week?
I don't think anybody is in an awkward spot trying to maintain a competitive advantage. We all do that. That's all of our goals, and we're trying to do everything that we can do to win the game on Sunday, and I think everybody's excited about doing that.
On the depth chart, it still had Hank as a starting center. Is that what's going to happen Sunday, or is that still up in the air?
They'll both work in there, and Hank's done a good job working in different spots. I think Alex has made a lot of progress, and excited for both of them to play.
You can play both of them on Sunday?
Well, I think it'll probably be more one than the other, but I wouldn't have any hesitation playing either guy.
You talk about Adrian Peterson. How satisfied were you with your number one run defense? I guess maybe you couldn't tell about Sean Rogers, actually, but with your run defense.
Well, it's important, Jeff, really, for us to be coordinated. And at times I thought we did a really good job with that. And when we did that, I thought we played pretty good run defense. And there are other times where you're just slightly out of a gap, and it makes such a huge difference because everybody has to do their job, and they have to take care of that first. And then you got to trust that the guy next to you is going to take care of his job. And that's something that is emphasized constantly and can't be understood too much, can't be worked on too much, because that's how you play sound.
Every coach who has been there says the exact same thing, talking about gap integrity, trusting the guy next to you. Well, why? Is it so hard to pound into these guys? Or?
Well, it's they say it because it's the truth. You know, that it's not. We're not breaking any new ground. I'm sure they've been saying that for years, and it's what works. And anytime you go out of the scheme and you're working to make a play and you're doing something individually, the other 10 guys don't know that. They can't anticipate that. The things that you practice don't look the same. The reads aren't the same. So that's why I stress it. I'm sure every other head coach stresses it as well. It's you got to be in your spot, and then it goes down the line.
What were the challenges for a young coach like yourself, just having future Hall of Fame quarterback older than you thrown into your lap just as the preseason's beginning? What challenges did that present?
In talking to Brett and getting to know him prior to us acquiring him, I felt really good about the person that we were bringing into the building, and what was important to him was that he was treated like everybody else, that he worked like everybody else, and when he came to New York, that's exactly what he did, and he wasn't looking for any kind of special treatment. He wasn't looking to be anything but part of a team, and that's what makes him a special guy. He likes hanging out with the old linemen. He likes being with everybody. He's a fun guy to have around, not because he isn't serious, but because of his the way that he treats everybody, the way that he approaches things. And there was never anything but a real team first attitude from him.
So Coles and Pennington were really good friends, and Coles was upset that his good friend got pretty much thrown out the door. Did you have to manage that situation anyway?
You know, things change quite often, and one thing I'd tell you about Lavernius is he's another guy that I really, really like. Great guy, great team guy, and when we first started, we didn't quite have that same chemistry. But as I got to know him and he got to know me, I love Laverneus Cole. You talk about a tough guy, just physically tough, mentally tough, intensely competitive, passionate, all those things.
Is it any easier preparing for Favre because you had him just last year?
I don't know. I mean, you guys need to ask him that same question. I'm sure he'll talk about my fingerprint. You know, something we talk about quite a bit. Yeah, I'd be curious to see what he says. It's like anything else. You know, when I went to New York from New England, okay, I knew the things that they were going to do, but we were running a similar system, so they could anticipate the things that we were going to do. So you went into the game doing things that neither one of you do, because, you know, it's just back and forth. It just adds to the strategic part of it.
You talked about his arm strength. Is it still an elite arm?
I didn't really get it until I saw it and until I heard it, because you hear the ball fly out of his hand. I mean, it's not like a poof. I mean, it flies out. And I know Jericho Cotchery, one of the first days, was running a slant off a running play like we talked about, and it came in so quick. And Jericho's got quick hands now. It's not like he's a slow-handed receiver. This thing hit him in the forehead, and I think he was dizzy. I mean, and you hear it. You hear it. Yeah. And it's not necessarily traditional. I mean, it may be across his body. It may be off his back foot. That thing is loaded.
What kind of camp do you think Jamal had, and do you still see him as a 1,000-yard type rusher?
I think Jamal's had a good camp, and Jamal is a guy that, you know, over the years from watching him play, but you don't know the guy until you actually work with him, and he's that term that I use to describe guys that take their job very seriously and that approach the same way every day, that are consistent. He's a pro. And what I've liked about him, too, is, and this is another characteristic of guys that are pros, is they work with the young guys. And he's always open to answering questions, whether it's for Jerome or James Davis or Vic or anybody else. And sometimes the questions aren't just running back based. It could be, what's your recovery routine? How do you watch tape? And the older guys, the guys with experience, can really help a team by sharing the things they've learned, by hopefully preventing some of the mistakes they made as young guys, and always looking for that as a coach.
Production, though, do you think you still see him as that type of back that can go get 1,000 yards?
Yeah, I think overall, in terms of the running game, there were a lot of things that offensively that we could have done better. And, you know, different guys got different amount of yards, various points in the game. And at those different points in the game, sometimes it was the ones, sometimes it was the twos. But there's a lot of things that we can work on. And if we're coordinated, the flip side of what we talked about defensively, I think we can do some positive things there.
No matter who starts at center, just talk about the challenge they face with these interior guys that they have.
Really, their front four and the guys that they bring in on a rotational basis all present challenges. And, you know, you add that to the fact that you've got two guys that are really stout inside that as well can create some pass rush, whether it's through pushing the pocket or through moves, and then you've got two guys on the edge that have very good speed, very good takeoff, three linebackers that can run and read the blocking schemes well and penetrate and disrupt. There's a lot of challenges internally, but I'd push that even further to the tight ends and the running backs. Understanding where the holes are, understand the hole you see right now could be filled very quickly by one of those fast, slow linebackers, and that new hole is going to open up, and you got to be able to take advantage of that. And anticipate by the way we're blocking where they'll fit.
Why did Clark's game decline so much in the last five games?
I don't think that any of us played as well as we could have. I don't think, or what I do think is I could have done a better job coaching. I think the staff could have done a better job coaching, and I never look at success or failure as an individual thing. It was a cumulative thing, and we won games together, we lost games together, and there were things that we could improve during that stretch that would have really helped us.
That biceps injury.
Did I know about it? Well, I was aware of the different challenges that everybody on the team had. I get that update every day.
How would you describe your relationship with Favre? Is it beyond player coach? Are you guys friends?
Yeah, I consider him a friend, and I would have talked about early on, would have happily had him come visit camp and spend some time here. I think I think it would have been fun for him and fun for us and give some good insight to the things that we're trying to get done and to the quarterback group. Talked a little bit in the off season. I consider him a friend.
Did Chivers confer with you at all while the Vikings were pursuing him and that was going back and forth? Did he ask you whether you thought he had anything left?
No, we didn't really talk in depth about it. The only conversation we had, what I told him is whatever decision you make, you'll make right. So if you want to stay retired, you'll make that decision a good decision. If you want to come back, you'll make that decision a good decision. There's going to be challenges with either one, and that he should do whatever he wanted to do, and it should be his decision. And either way, be comfortable with him.
A couple more guys.
Did you really name your last son after him?
No. Middle name. All my sons have their middle name is football related, based on different things, different time periods, and it started actually with Jake. Rodney Harris and I had developed a great relationship, and he said some nice things at one point. Julie and I were trying to figure out names. I said, "Oh, we should name him Rodney." We laughed about it, and she said, "You know, I really love the name Harrison." And I said, "Oh, okay." So we went with Jake Harrison, and then as I was leaving New England, Bill had a huge influence on me and my professional development, and you know, so many things that I was able to learn from him. And that's when Luke, my little, he gave me a scare last night, my little man. He's a little different than Jake, but we went with Luke William. And then when we were talking to Brett, that's when Zach was on the verge of joining us. And I said, you know, I always have a middle name that's related to things that are football related. And I really think that you could have a big impact. And I said, if you come, middle name will be Brett. And you know, I didn't know whether he'd hold me to it or not, but I was comfortable with it. And he held me to it. And actually, Zach is born on Brett's birthday. So, stranger than fiction.
The perception at the beginning of training camp was that maybe one of the cornerback spots was open, and I'm curious as to what Brandon McDonald showed you during the course of this camp to impress you enough to put him in there again this year.
One of the things that I really like he goes by B-Mac, so call him B-Mac. That I like about B-Mac is as we go through squad meetings and things like that, I'll ask the players a lot of questions because it's important that I know they know, the group knows they know, and you know, I believe in that. And he's been really outstanding with the information and the things that I've asked him. And that shows a commitment not just in the building but outside of the building, where he's spending time in his book, he's spending time studying the opponent. And sometimes those questions start before they even have a scouting report. So you want to see, have they gone out and taken the initiative and started setting their opponent, which is really important. And he was impressive on Monday.
Great. Thanks, guys. We'll bring him right back now.